Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm
the other Mark.
3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
Oh, I'll have a Slingsby rhubarb.
Cheers. Offer to Mova.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Mark.
Evening, Mark. Well, but, listen, Mark did it last week, so I thought I'd, you know, I'd say this week.
You caught me off guard again. I was just doing my vocal warm up.
What you can't, well, you
just
can't
about
do?
About
don't leave me hanging.
Just doing a fist bump.
Evening, Mark. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yes, you yourself, boys.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah,
very good,
actually.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. What have we been up to?
Hey,
anyone?
Oh, I had a right weird dream last night.
Oh, another one.
Oh, my goodness me.
Yeah.
You been at the cheese again?
Here
no.
we go.
And it doesn't involve your bike. So, okay. And we were all in it. However, there was only really Kirk in this one that was, like, present, if you like, in terms of the one that, like, you guys were just there, but not noticeably, if that makes sense. And you were
thanks.
In it, but
yeah.
You'll have your moment one day.
I'm going to say one day.
Kirk, you didn't say anything or do anything in it. You're just the one that were like most visible.
It's about right.
And
for
where
me.
We are, really in background. I was right. Stood on a hill
honest,
somewhere.
This were it were awful. It woke me up. I'm not exaggerating. I woke up in a bit of a panic. So it started off, and there were two sat at the foot of a bed, two of you. I can't remember the orientation. And two at the top of the bed. And I was at the... There must have been somebody else in dark, because I was at the side of the bed. But there was somebody laid in the bed, and we were talking to him. And then it were like a haunted house. Oh. I ended up stood in the corner of the room on top of the chest of drawers, just stood in corner, because the door had opened.
A bit like the Blair Witch Project. Have you seen that, where they stood in the corner? Like, a bit
well,
like that.
Then a witch walked in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And did a spell.
I put a spell on you.
Oh. And I woke up.
What was the spell?
I don't know.
Oh, you get back to sleep.
She was terrifying. And I don't mean like a witch, as in when you see witches with the black pointy hat and all that.
No.
So, not like grot bags or up like that. It was just literally like this haggard old...
Well, have you ever heard of the night hag?
No.
The night hag is quite a real thing. People,
is that a beer from BrewDog?
No. people have nightmares about a witch-style thing that straddles them in bed... Oh. While they're asleep, and they describe her as like the night hag. That's what everyone refers to her as, and they become paralysed whilst it's happening, so they can't move, and they wake up, and when they wake up, they still can't move. So they're physically awake, they know they're awake, and they can't move, and it's normally from the neck down.
Do you know something? When I were younger, I've had that experience.
It's obviously sleep paralysis is what they call it.
I've woke up at times.
But it's linked to this night hag.
Right.
And the reason why I know it is because back when I was acting, I did a film trailer.
You tried sleeping with it.
Yeah. I did a film trailer. So what they sometimes do is when they're trying to find funding for a film, they make the trailer and then they send it off to different companies to try and get the backing to do it. It was probably one of the biggest jobs I ever actually did, and I was literally in about 7 seconds of a scene. I did the proper casting process and everything. I got this part, I was made up, but I was too young for the part technically, so they had to make me look older. And I learned all about this night hag. It was a horror film. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. That sounds just like that.
Yeah.
Well, other than the fact that you didn't wake up, sleep paralysis.
I just remember that when she did what she did, all of a sudden a face was right up in front of my face.
Oh.
Yeah.
And is that what made you wake up?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, and God. I woke up in a right hot spot.
That's like The Ring, yeah. isn't it? When yeah. it comes out the TV and it's there in front
of
you.
Awful. Woo.
You're not very good with horror sort of things, are you?
I don't watch them.
Oh, no.
You don't know what you're missing. They're great.
Oh, could you imagine?
What you watching a horror film? Well,
I mean, I'll tell you what. I'd actually love for us to do a podcast episode in the dark watching a horror film on that screen.
In a graveyard.
Well, my dad did send in a an email a few months ago. Saying that he thinks we should go and do one of these ghost walks.
Well, is it some Acora? David Acora?
Derek Acora, something like that.
He nearly called him Derek Acora.
Well, he's dead.
Is he?
Well, there is actually. It's not a haunted thing. I think it's got actors and everything in it. And it's at Wentworth Woodhouse.
Oh.
In November. One of these Scream things.
All right.
You know where they...
Oh, yeah, it's like a Fright Night thing. Like a Scream Fest, is it called?
Wouldn't you rather go to somewhere that's supposed to be a haunted house?
Wentworth Woodhouse, I think there probably are some tales around
it. Yeah, yeah. But something with an actor, you know they're actors.
Yeah, but if you don't know they're there...
Oh, well, yeah, very true.
And now, don't get me wrong, we would have to ask if we could record it because...
I mean, in all fairness, Mark, I would settle for just watching a horror film with you.
And I'd even have to wear a nappy.
And that's without even watching film.
That's just going around Parkgate.
Yeah. Kirk, have you been up to old?
No, mate.
No?
No.
Mark?
All boring.
No, not really.
Well, based on last week...
Yeah?
I did a little bit of research this week and I've got you some more questions.
Oh. When I said bring some more in, I didn't necessarily mean every episode.
No, I know. But there's a little story. I just happened to be on Reddit.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw a question and I thought, ooh, Kurt did say actually last week that he enjoyed them questions.
Yeah.
So I ended up reading some of the questions and then I got a bit sucked in and I was like, oh, no. Some of these are good questions.
Okay.
So these are a little bit deeper than last week's.
Okay.
They're not quite as just... throw away. Okay, so are you ready then?
Yeah.
Right, settle in. It's not a quiz.
Deeper.
Right, here's the first one.
How far underneath the ocean is the Titanic?
Do you know what it is?
No,
neither do I. Assume that God exists. For our purposes, he created the universe and has witnessed everything that has happened since. He also has control over everyone's lives and destinies. Once a millennium, he appears to somebody in his human form and will answer one question with absolute truth. He has chosen you. What do you ask him?
Ooh, that's a big question. Okay.
I'm guessing you don't need it again, basically.
No, I don't need it again, but just it's presumptions here. So we're presuming he's real, God. So he's come down, he's chosen me. Yeah. Right, so I can see him. Can I?
Yeah, you can
to
see
me.
Him. He's in his human form.
Human form, and he has
witnessed everything.
He's seen everything that's happened in world
since the beginning of time.
And I can ask him. I can ask him a question.
One question.
Right. Okay. So. Well, can I ask you a question? How do I know he's...
Hold on.
It's now the next millennium, Mark.
Yeah. Hold on. God, wait one second, because Mark wants to ask me a question first. Go on, Mark.
Yeah, how do I know he's God?
Because he's come to you and said...
That's what I'm saying. Because I want to ask him that.
I'm God.
All he said.
Yeah, but you just know. I sound like a preacher now. You just know that he is God, right?
Well, I've had a few people say that to me over many years, but now I've got...
I've probably said it to you a few times.
Exactly, I've gone, well, you're not.
Yeah.
So we, again, for the purpose of this question, we are taking it 100% that this guy is God.
Yes.
Right? And not as in, I don't think you are, mate.
Yeah.
So he is. Right, okay, fine. That's fine. I'm with it now.
Cool.
I'll need to think.
Okay. All right, after all that.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I've got the parameters set.
Sorry, God. Mark just now needs to think about that. All right.
No, I've got my parameters set. I know what's happening, so I can think of a question.
I must admit, I think the answer to this question, you could actually have two. You could have the serious question that you would actually want to ask him, and then there's all the questions that you think, I'd love to ask him that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
just a throwaway jokey one. Like, I'll tell you one I would ask him.
Yeah.
I'd ask him, when the Titanic sank, why did Jack not get on that same piece of wood as Rose? Because it would quite easily have fit on there, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't he get on there?
You know Jack wasn't on the Titanic, don't you? You know that was a
I reckon there was definitely someone called Jack on the Titanic.
And Rose.
So, I'm going to give you two options. Obviously, I can only ask him one of the questions, but I'm going to give you two questions because I can't decide which one
two
I would
answers.
Ask.
Yeah.
Two questions.
Oh, yeah, two questions.
But even
though
I can only ask him one of them, and I'm undecided as to which one.
Okay.
So the first one would be, so if you're really God, that means all those people on that continent or in that country believe in somebody that doesn't exist.
Why?
Because if he's God, then that other God doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Well, no, because it's your God. It's your God that you're speaking to. I mean, so whatever your religion is, it'd be your God.
No, but this God created everything.
Yeah.
And the other one, what, just tags along?
Well, there'd be an argument there that each religion will argue that their God is the God.
Yes. So what I'm saying is if I saw that God and he was my God, let's say I believed in gods.
Yeah.
And he was my God and he created everything.
Yeah.
The other gods don't exist then.
Well, in terms of, and we're not going to get into it, because in terms of religion, that's exactly what people would say anyway.
It is, because there's no evidence. So their what do you call it?
Their God.
Imaginary friend is better than the next person's imaginary friend.
Yeah,
and that's where all the wars and that kick off from.
Yeah.
However, if one of them comes in physical form and says, I am the God and I created everything, and you know, and there's justification to say that person is who he says he is, and it's not, you know, oh, I found Jesus in my toast, you know, that sort of thing. And there's absolute evidence that he is who he says he is. Yeah. All the others don't exist because they can't have all created them.
Correct.
My next question, and it's not going to get any more serious. It's not going to get any more jovial, should I say. Would be, right. So you managed to create everything. The world, the people, and everything within it.
And he says, yes.
Yeah, and then I will go, and you have the audacity to do such a thing and have people and children grow and develop things like cancers and multi-neuron disease and other absolute atrocities.
And he says to you, what's your question, Mark?
That's what I'd say. That's my question.
You didn't ask him a question.
I'd be like, "Why? How can you be so good and so crap at the same time?
Why are you letting this happen? Is that what you're asking?
How can you have created all this, and then you've got children dying and people having all these awful disorders, diseases, and syndromes?
I'd love to be able to tell you what his answer is, but I don't know.
Are you not playing God? I thought you were going to ask.
Anyway, so you were expecting something a bit more jovial than that. I'll think of something to try and lighten the mood.
I've got a question for him.
Go on then.
So if he,
you've had yours.
No, have I had mine? No, it went to.
No,
I would just set in the parameters. So I would say to him, right? If
you know that day at school when I turned up and you didn't.
I'd ask him a question. I'd go, okay, so you've created all this universe and all the great. Who created you?
Good question.
Ooh. Where did you come from? Because somebody's got to. He just didn't pop up after an egg, did he?
No. Nope.
So I'd ask him that, and he'd have to go.
Not considered being a chicken.
I think people say he is the creator of all things, so he created himself.
What? Is that possible?
Is it possible?
I mean, do I think that one person
could... We asked that the question, is that possible? So he could click his fingers and create an entire universe. We're okay with that. But in creating himself, is that possible?
This is a bit too far-fetched for me.
I know, but I was just about to say that. I know this is all far-fetched anyway. One person creating a world, you know, but like, how can you create yourself? Hello? That's not going to happen, is it? But that would be my question to him.
Yes. I've also got two.
Go
that
on.
I'd like to ask him, but I'll just give you one. Mine would be, where can we find our nearest neighbours?
Oh, nice.
Because
next door,
it's nothing to do with him. Because God's in front of me, I don't need to know about him. I don't want to know about. I'm not bothered about any of that. But I want to know where are our nearest neighbours. Obviously, you know what I'm asking, clearly.
What if he says it's three moons down up past, you know, solar system, to the left, on that planet Zorb?
Well, ultimately, he's answered my question, but also give me exactly where they are. Because ultimately, what I'm asking is there life,
is there life
outside
out
of us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if he says that, then yeah, I would get my answer. Yeah. We're not alone.
Okay. Would you like to know my question?
What?
Yep.
My question would be, why?
Okay. Why did he create all this? Is that
what's it all about?
Ah, well, that was my second one, which is, what's the true purpose of existence?
Yeah, why? Why did you, if you've created it all, why did you create it all? Why
on the bloody earth have you put me through all this?
Yeah. What's the point?
Yeah.
You know,
what's the point?
So why?
Sounds like you need to see a therapist.
I've got another question for you. Why is he a math? Because people, you know, there's some people out there that think...
It might not be anymore.
Well, he might not. What, you mean he's trans?
He might just not identify as a man.
He might be Alanis Morissette.
That'd be ironic.
Yeah.
That were quick. Yeah. I would like that going, what?
Yeah, what the?
Look, get that.
Have you not seen Dogma?
No, I don't think I have, actually. But yeah, Kirk, that was exactly mine. What is the true meaning of his existence?
Yeah. What's the point in it?
Yeah. Why?
Because I think if you to ask the question, what's the meaning of life?
Yeah.
I think his answer would be wasted. Because I think his answer, their answer would be to live.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's why I'd phrase it on the sense of why. What's it all for? Yeah.
I think his answer to you, if we were a teenager, would be why not?
You know what
I mean? Because I can. That'd be what he'd say.
Probably, if you were a teenager, just shut up and finish your dinner.
Yeah. But that is a good question that you asked. Yeah, it is.
Thanks.
Me and Marks were rubbish then, were they?
Yeah. Have you ever actually sat and thought, what could the answer to be to this?
Rob,
why?
I once went, and actually, you knew me at the time. It was probably first year of college, and I read something in a book, and it sent me down a little bit of a worm. Like my mind, it's all
a rabbit hole.
I almost like nearly drove myself insane, because I read in the book. I was reading the book. It was something to do with the Big Bang and what the Big Bang were, which was obviously.
It's usually me with a sledgehammer.
Or just falling off your chair.
Yeah.
But obviously the Big Bang was an implosion of gases and rocks and stuff like that, all colliding at the same time and creating the Big Bang. So if we go down the path of science, that's what created the universe and stuff. And then a little voice came into my head, as it does often.
That were Rob.
Yeah.
Come on, it's playtime.
And went, but where did the rocks and gases come from? So you believe in science.
Yeah.
So therefore but all they ever talk about, that's unfair. All I've ever heard them talk about is that the start of existence was the creation of the Big Bang.
Yeah.
But what would be their answer to be, well, what created the rocks?
Yeah, because they say it was a void, don't they? Just a void. And you go, what's a void?
You know,
the gases would just be naturally occurring, wouldn't they?
From what?
I don't know, but they're just naturally occurring.
From what? Yep.
I don't know. But they are just naturally occurring. You can throw our arms as wide as we like and say, where the bloody elder moths come from? I don't know, but they're bloody annoying.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why do they keep headbutting the light bulbs?
Yep. Thing is, with moths as well, if you do, get them, they just turn like dust, don't they? What's all that about? The dust. Anyway, going back to the space, if we're talking about space and stuff.
Yeah.
I know we're talking about God, but like with space, you're like, I know this is a common question. What space?
No, the Big Bang.
I were there one day, one. It's like, where does it end? It's, you know, when you start thinking about stuff.
They say it doesn't.
Well, it doesn't. But can something go on forever? Well, it must go on forever. But it can't go on forever.
Well, no, because they've got proof that it's expanding. Expanding into what?
And what's it taking over?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just something else that blows my mind while we're at it.
Yeah.
Do you know nothing exists?
Nothing exists?
Nothing exists.
Why?
So nothing exists. So all everything...
As a word, nothing actually exists.
everything is made up of atoms. Everything.
Yeah.
The table, the seat, us as people, it's just atoms all clustered together. Yeah. If you forced enough energy into something, if you could concentrate energy and forced it enough into absolutely anything on the planet, it would just disappear.
Yeah.
Really?
It would disappear.
Yeah.
Because if you put enough energy into it to force the atoms to start to break apart, it would just disappear.
Into what?
Nothing. Into nothingness.
Where are the atoms going?
Individuals.
So they're not, they still exist?
Well, yeah, they exist in the individual form, but what makes, for instance, that table is the collection of atoms coming together in that particular form.
Yeah.
So therefore, if you force enough energy into that to separate the atoms, the table would just no longer exist.
And then it would come back together as Billy Bookcase.
It could come back together.
Like, Billy Bookcase.
It's like being in IKEA, this.
It could come back together as anything. If the atoms come together in a certain way, it could come back together as anything.
So we could turn that table into beer?
Yes.
Oh, don't get more talking.
That's a science lesson that I want to be a part
Where
of.
Where do I buy that machine?
If we're, if we're talking about stuff like...
The Ninja make that?
Not yet.
It's a bit like colour, for example. So they said everything, nothing's in colour. Mm-hmm. It's just our eyes that colour things. So everything's just one shade.
Well, actually, colour is to do with frequencies.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm right thinking that this isn't red, for example. It's just that we see it as red.
No, it is red.
Because this is why people are colourblind, for example, because they see, or that classic with that dress where, you know, on that internet dress where people saw grey and blue and people saw blue. I'm making these colours. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because it's not actually a colour. It's just black and white. And we see different things. So everything around us is all one colour.
Yeah.
And it's just his eyes that do that. But again, is it that made up with sound or something you're saying here?
Frequencies. Light frequencies.
Yeah.
I mean, while we're talking about weird things as well, again, very cool. So, you know, like with gravity, so if we dig a hole like here and somebody in Australia digs a hole, right, into, let's say the middle of the earth is not on fire. Yeah. I don't know if it is. But
no, it's not. It's metal. But
it's metal.
Yeah.
So if we get to the centre, do we just jiddle about it? Do we just jiddle about it?
Jiggle about it?
Jiggle about it, centre.
And there's no hole. It's not a hole.
There's no hole.
There's no hole in the middle now.
No, it's... I know that... No, I'm saying if we dug a hole...
Yeah.
If I dug a hole from here and somebody dug a hole from Australia...
Yeah.
And I jumped in the hole, I would fall in it, wouldn't I? And they'd fall in their hole.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't pass them. We wouldn't pass each other, would we?
You wouldn't.
No, because the likelihood of you digging it in exactly the opposite...
Well, let's say we're good engineers.
And also, okay. I think you'd both meet in the middle.
That's what I mean.
Because
and then
that's the centre of gravity.
And then we just jiddle about
and
in the middle.
And you just stay there.
Yeah, exactly.
I imagine, because that's the centre of gravity, isn't it?
I know what I'm saying. So I would. How weird's that?
Mm.
I've jumped down this hole, but I can't. There's still a hole below me, but I can't go down that hole. But they've come down that hole. Why can't I go in that hole?
Your hole that's going down is no longer you can go down because you're going up.
Yeah.
But and their down can't go down any further because that'd be going up.
Exactly. So how does that work?
Have you got a different question, Rob?
I was just thinking that.
People listen to this.
No, I've never thought of it like that. So you'd both be literally in your own holes.
Jiddling about.
Stood on each other's feet.
Yeah.
And you couldn't go any further up or down, either
exactly.
of you.
I mean, I know you can't do that. You can't dig, but let's
I
say you could.
Well, actually, you probably could to some extent, but I don't know what it would look like. Yeah. It's very interesting, isn't
it? It is very interesting.
Next question. So, how long would you like to live for?
Can I ask you a question in relation to
that? Are you setting some parameters?
I'm setting some parameters.
Yeah.
Does the aging effect still apply?
Yes.
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 Oh.
Everything that happens in life now happens in.
So aging wise, you still age as a person. You still age.
Absolutely. Basically, how long is your ideal lifespan? Basically.
You see, the reason why I ask is because I've been watching something recently called Sandman. So I originally listened to it as an audio on Audible. It's not your guys' thing. It's really not.
Not the Marvel version of Sandman, I'm guessing.
It's not the Marvel version, no. Right. It's based on literally Morpheus and his son Orpheus and blah, 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 the Eternals and stuff. So, Endless, sorry, not Eternals. His sister is Death. So, Morpheus's sister is Death. And they're in a tavern. Back in whatever year or whatever, and they hear a guy say, "Oh, I wish I could live forever," or whatever. So they end up having a bit of a bet, as in Morpheus and his sister Death.
Is his sister Death or called Death?
Sorry, she is Death.
Death. No, she's Death.
Oh, Death.
Not Death.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Death. So you know who Sandman is, yeah?
The Bring Me the Dreams man.
The Dreams, yeah. Morpheus. So he's the Lord of Dreams.
Okay.
His sister is Death.
What does she
and
do?
And also
then?
Despair and also Desire.
What does she do then?
She what Death
kills people.
Well, she collects people from when they die, so she collects their soul and takes them to the underworld.
He only asked you how long do you want to live for?
Anyway, and just to be clear then, just to be clear, her hearing's all right.
Yes, yeah, she can hear absolutely fine, yeah.
Okay.
What did you say?
So they hear the guy say that he wants to live forever, so they have a bet, and basically Morpheus says that he bets that within 100 years he'll want to die, right, sort of thing. So Death makes it happen that he this guy's going to live forever, sort of thing.
Cool.
Morpheus goes up to him and says, we're going to meet here in 100 years. Obviously, the guy's like, oh, okay, whatever, sort of thing. Anyway, 100 years later, he comes back. But he the whole episode is 100 years later, 100 years later, 100 years later, and how he goes through life and what his experience is. And I actually thought, how cool would that be? To see all them things, to witness all the things that you would witness and the changes that you have and the different, almost like the different lives you could lead. Yeah. So like he got after 200 years, he was rich. He was completely rich. He'd done this, he'd done that, you know. But then I think it was something like the 100 years later, he'd lost it all and he was a beggar. He was, you know, whatever. But at each point, he still didn't ask for to die. He still wanted to come. No matter how down he were, no matter how low he were, no matter how he were, whatever, he still wanted to keep living to experience it. However, the difference was he didn't age.
Yes. A bit like a vampire.
He didn't, yeah, so he didn't age.
Right.
So and I think that's a very different answer to the question.
Yes. Yeah,
if you, this d- is if you, based if you age, on whether you're not.
Real life, you age. At what point?
I like some weird stuff, me, don't I?
Yeah, you absolutely definitely do. So I'll just reiterate the question. How long would you like to live for?
Are you going to
see, I struggle with this topic.
Mm. Why?
I just do. Mm. It's something I've battled with since being a young teenager.
Yeah. Dying.
Really?
Mark's not sleeping tonight.
Yeah.
The thought...
The whole mortality thing, it really bothers me.
Does it?
Yeah.
And do you know, it really doesn't bother me at all.
It's a good job, I suppose.
Yeah. It just doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it does, mate.
In the slightest.
I'll
tell you what does bother me. The thought of not living a life before I die.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you
that's
mean,
what bothers me.
You mean like
me.
Becoming really ill or being in pain?
No. Having done things.
Oh, sorry. I misunderstood you.
Where I am going to go, you know, having not experienced things that I think, yeah. Like, for instance, an example was if I got ill and hadn't jumped out of the plane and thinking I always wanted to do that and I never did it. That's the thing. Oh,
okay. Yeah, I've seen some posts quite recently on social media of not necessarily people I know directly, but you sort of you have Facebook friends and some of them you know really well and some are almost like just associates or people that you become friends on there because you know somebody through somebody and you bumped into them once and so you you had them on Facebook. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'll see what they're getting up to and stuff. And you see things where people have. Almost passed before. Well, they have passed before the time, and you think, do you know? Anyway, it really, really, really bothers me. Certainly, when you see that, it's going to sound bad saying this. The majority of the time, it's almost the good ones.
Yeah.
Really? Why then?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so to sort of think about it in my own way and say, oh, how long would I want to live for? Well, first and foremost, and I've said it to her before, I don't want to outlive Helen.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be up. It's you know, and Ellen might say the same thing, and it might be natural for partners to say that. I couldn't cope. No, Ellen
yeah, but she could live without you. You couldn't live without.
Yeah, there is that. There is that. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean live. I meant survive.
I'd be absolutely starving. I'd be absolutely starving. But yeah, you know what I mean. The little thing. So
I say that to Daisy all the time. I don't. Obviously I have children and I have things to live for or whatever. But the thought of living now, I found my person. In life, and genuinely, you know, feel as though I have found my soulmate in life.
Yeah, exactly.
That I couldn't imagine living a day without her. Without her there.
I used to say that to Gemma, but then we got a really good life insurance policy. So, I'm joking.
Yeah, that was Gemma's idea, though.
I think my honest, straight answer straight away would just be, ask me again in 30 years. You know,
you're brave.
Well, you know,
not brave. You're ambitious.
Yeah, I know. But I would put that number at 90. The problem with it is that Gemma's grandma is above 90 and is the most unbelievable person. Like, I just, if you met her, you just would not believe in a million years that's how old that she's above 90. You just wouldn't believe it. She, just everything about her is just, you're like, wow, you know.
Have you fallen for Gemma's man?
You know, she's just, but in my head, I feel like by that age, take Gemma's grandma out of the equation, I feel as though I would be at a point where I wouldn't be enjoying life. I don't know why. I just think at that point I'm gonna be crippled with some arthritis and
that's so many different things. That's the thing, though, isn't it? And that's why it's such a different answer if your age. So, like, because I could sit here and go, do you know what? If it's one thing that I'm gutted about when it comes to mortality, is there are so many things that I'd love to know what happens.
I know.
Do you get what I mean? Like, I'd love to know what science uncovers in the future. I'd love to see where technology goes. I'd love to see whether they do find any life on other planets or whether we achieve traveling at light speed.
Are you getting a bit of FOMO going off here?
Yeah, so very much so. A bit of FOMO.
But if there is any consolation to that, that's hundreds of years away anyway.
Oh, of course it is.
Because of how long it takes to get
to this
place.
Of course it is. But what I'm saying is, Mark, is that if somebody was saying, no, you get to keep your health. Sorry, you get to be healthy, and you get to keep your health, you know, your faculties and stuff like that. Then I would love to live for 1,000 years.
Oh no! Yeah. But the thing is, you'd see everyone around you dying.
I get that.
Just make new friends.
Yeah, very. Little bit.
Just move on.
Do a new podcast.
Yeah.
<It's all right.
laughs> Yeah. This is the 7th podcast I've been part of.
It's the 160th Mark's been part of.
Why are his numbers dwindling? All your listeners are dying.
Can I just, you know, you just put your age to 90, right?
Yeah.
But as we've established, you're saying, well, you'd age normally, right? Mm. Now, how, I know what you're saying 90, but what if you sort of become really ill at like 80 or something? And then you get 10 years of being in pain. So
well, yeah, that's kind of where I was going from. I think originally I'd set it earlier than that. Then I thought, well, no, because two of my grandparents lived above 80, and up until the point where they got ill, they were absolutely fine. Mm. And so I kind of thought, where's an age where I would consider? I don't know if I can even say the majority, but where I see most people start to decline. And that's kind of where I felt the age was. That could go either way for you. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I know, you know, it's, you could become really ill when you get to 70.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you could have 20 years of really, you know.
Yeah.
But then you might get to 90 and go, well, I don't want to, I'm
yeah.
all right
I mean,
now.
Under the circumstances, what I mean is if I was healthy up to a point where I'm kind of thinking around about 90 is the age where I'm thinking, right.
Okay.
I've seen things. I've done it. I like to think that by 90, if I haven't ticked it off my list, I'm probably not going to.
Well, in that case, then, if you're going to say, well, I'm using 90 because I presume I'm going to be healthy to 90,
yeah.
I'm going to say, well, I want to live to 120, presuming that I'm going to be healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I'm not, I know it sounds like I'm picking things off you, but this is what, like Kirk said, it makes the question very, very difficult because,
yeah, it does.
You know, if you're just going on how you naturally, I mean, if you're basing it on how we are individually or you're doing it on average, I mean, if I think healthfully for me, I'm like, well, I'd be happy going,
you know, countdown now,
when I'm 60 or something, so it's hard to answer it for that.
Do you know,
for that reason.
Do you know, according to scientists, there's somebody that's already been born that will live to 200?
Really?
That's what they say. Really?
Yeah.
That's a huge jump.
The way that life expectancy is growing and how it's grown over the last, you know, four decades or whatever it is. And then the way that technology advancements are and the way that
medicine
and everything is that they reckon that somebody has already been born that will see their 200th.
You know, the
birthday.
Funny thing is, though, to counteract that, I've thought this before and thought, yeah, medicine's better, yeah, technology's better. But then at the same time, I also think of the pollutions. And the...
What, of the candles on the birthday cake?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the size of cake?
the pollutions, the things that we eat now that are processed compared to what we did before. And you know, you kind of think, does some of that offset the better medicines?
I think you're right. But imagine if you were in a position where medicine had advanced so much.
You could eat crap all day.
Yeah. literally, you could eat whatever you wanted. Mm. Yeah. And then if you started to feel as though you'd got, you know, something were going wrong with your insides, you went to a thing, they give you a scan, they give you a jab, and it was just all back to normal.
Yeah.
Then it wouldn't matter, would it?
They've almost done that, aren't they, with these jabs?
Yeah.
Superhero type thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
it is a difficult question, and it probably isn't a proper answer to that one. But thankfully, I've got another question.
Okay. Oh, marvellous.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready for this one?
Hurry up, because I think other Mark's dozing off.
Do you think humanity will go extinct?
Yes.
How and when do you think it'll happen?
Huh. Oh, well, that's... So you're asking three parts of this question?
Do you think it'll go extinct?
Yeah. Well,
Mark, is it a yes or no?
No.
Right. Kirk?
Yes.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mark, let's start with you then.
Hang on. I mean, that's a bit of a loaded question, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, yeah, because...
Well, of course it is. Otherwise, it'd be a really crap question to bring up into a podcast. Next question.
No, but we could be both right, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not like...
fancy us having four microphones.
But you know what I mean. There's no right or wrong answer.
There is no right or wrong.
I know there isn't, but what...
Now we've got to talk.
No, but I don't think we will, because we will evolve. I mean, but you guys think we won't. We'll just shrivel up and all die.
No,
well,
I think...
Well, we'll go into that, but go on. Oh, well, I was just going to say, why is it a no?
Why don't... Because I think we will evolve, because we're better than this.
Okay.
You know, so I know where you guys are probably going to go, so I'll leave you to cover those topics.
Yes, we will go extinct.
Hmm?
Because people are stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And getting stupider.
Yes.
Yeah. How do you think we'll go extinct?
Oh, I think we'll just become absolute cabbages.
Do you?
We're slowly turning into them now.
Yeah?
Yeah. You've only got to look on social media. Do you know, right? I'm on X. Used to be Twitter. And I'm going off on one in a minute. It's sending me round the bend. Literally, you post something on X, somebody, some complete randomer who you don't know, will ask Grok if what you've said is right. Or, at Grok, what does this mean? And it's like, really?
At Grok?
Grok. It's the AI bot that works on X.
Oh, I'm glad you said that, because I thought this was another user.
Honestly, you post something, somebody will comment, at Grok, is this true? And it's like, so the thing, people are like turning into cabbages. It's like, nobody...
But is that not a way of them trying to find out if... Is this a thing that they've put in place that enables you to find out if this is a true thing?
So what we're saying now is we're going to ask something that we have no idea who it is, what it is, what it's saying is true, mm-hmm. over you, who has potentially experienced something firsthand, has firsthand knowledge of that subject.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ask something. I have no idea who, what, or when. Do you know what I mean?
Which, by the way...
Which belongs on a platform that loads of people in the world would say is an absolute lunatic. Mm. Elon Musk. Yeah. You know, he's incredibly intelligent. Obviously, he's developed a lot of things. However... Nobody has any trust or whatever, or very few people, and there's loads of people anti-Elon Musk, but yet they're all leaning on this AI, artificial intelligence, that literally all it's doing is scanning for information on Google and everything else over your first-hand experience. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, can I just add that it's already been predicted that well, it's not hard to believe, that AI obviously is of some of the incorrect things that AI is coming out with, yeah? All those incorrect things it's putting into the world, AI is now referring to when we're asking it questions about truth.
Do you know what they call them?
No.
Hallucinations.
Ah, I had heard that word, but I wasn't sure if it was exactly that. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It's where it sees something and comes up with the wrong interpretation for it.
Well, yeah. It's that.
And or when when you ask it to do something for you, and it says, oh, yeah, I'll do that in a minute for you. And it never does it.
Ah, no. So what I mean is yes, let's say it's hallucinated. This is a byproduct of the hallucination. So it's hallucinated and give you a wrong answer, which now becomes its own truth.
Absolutely.
So therefore, then when someone else asks that question, it reads that, sees that as truth, and then spits it back. So now it's coming up with literally stuff that's not even, it doesn't even exist, it's not real.
I mean, that was just a side thing.
I know, that's...
In short, I think people are so stupid, ignorant, and... one way to turn off all your listeners, isn't it, to call them all names. No, just give me one sec. Yeah. Not only are we regressing into people who can't talk to another person, you know, that's the breakdown in society and culture, and that's going to be generational. It's going to get worse. So we're going to get into a situation where people don't help each other. We're just going to, you know, over a long period of time, just become completely non-self-sufficient. We'll be so reliant on something else. And as a species, you're knackered once that happens because, you know, we've put all these things in place in the first place. There was something else I was going to come on to, and I can see Mark eager to jump in.
I'll let you. No, it's okay. Mark,
is that we're also, and I don't want to get onto this global. You know, people talk about climate and one thing and another. There clearly is a problem on the planet with a global warming. When people say, well, it's not global warming; it's just happening. It's a natural occurrence. Whether it's a natural occurrence or not is, you know, by the by. In terms of the point that I'm making, eventually we'll just not be able to. The planet will not be sustainable for us to exist.
So, pick one of them, because you've had two. And how long?
Two again.
How long?
How long?
Yeah. When we're going?
Oh, we're talking four figures.
Right, go on.
Years. I don't know, a couple of thousand years maybe.
Right, okay. Kirk.
What were you going to say?
Sorry,
I was going to say. I completely agree with you.
I hope this is a bloody answer and not just a topic.
Is it what? No. Well, it's I'm sort of replying to tomorrow. So yeah, he's right. There are some whites or donuts in the world, isn't there? You know what I mean?
Yes, there are.
There are, and people are getting stupider. But at the same time. Going back to...
Did you just say stupider?
Stupider. You know, it's going back to the same... I don't know if Kurt mentioned in this episode or last week's about technology and how we're advancing. So, and the reason we're doing that...
the English language, for one. It's so hard to comprehend,
What's so funny now? What have I said something funny?
I only mentioned it about 10 seconds ago.
there you go. But there's some clever people in the world. I mean... You know, we are doing it as humans. We are at our peak. Yeah, there's some donuts in well, but as humans, we are at our peak, and we're advancing quicker, and inventing things and doing things quicker than we've ever done. You know, as people.
Yeah.
So yeah, as much as Mark, you're right. There is a lot of thick people out there, but there's a lot of clever people out there, and we're doing clever stuff, and we're doing it quickly, and so therefore, it's these clever people that's gonna. You know, sort us out if you know what I mean. Because
right.
if you think about things, I mean, you've got this hydrogen. You know the hydrogen collider thing in what spins atoms round. Where is it in Sweden? So yeah. I mean, when I watch news article on that, I ain't got a clue what they're talking about. I mean,
shock.
Do you know what I mean? But I mean, that's some clever stuff, isn't it? I mean, you know, and I'm like, and then they talk about. Space and and planets and that. I'm like, who's studying this stuff?
Do you think when they might study that?
And the only human like me, but I don't understand what they're talking about. But you know, that's
as soon
what
as
saying,
you as, don't think that we're gonna, there's no point in asking you when because you don't think it's gonna happen.
I don't think it's gonna happen because we're cleverer than this. So
okay,
and I mean, Kirk might touch onto it, but if we start going about a bit like into diseases or atomic bombs and stuff like, I still think that we are cleverer to. But do I think that we're going to wipe
finish
ourselves
your sentence?
Out? No, I don't think that's going to happen. So no, it's no to
Kirk,
when it's going to happen.
What?
What's your answer?
Yes, the human race will be extinct. I mean, there's been more of this planet without us than there has with us.
Yeah.
And it will continue on without us. Mm. And I do believe that we, over time, over the next... And I'm going to say 100 years, maybe, that short time.
Ooh.
I think we'll move into a virtual world. I think everyone will live in a virtual world. I think people will, a bit like Ready Player One.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of thing. Yeah. I think people will spend their life, they will get up.
Is there only one player, that film?
There isn't a second one.
Yeah.
It's
Ready Player Two.
Yeah.
So literally, I think it will turn into, as a society, we will get up in the morning, we'll put on a headset. That's where people go to school. That's where people go to work. That we will live, work, and study and interact in a virtual world.
Yeah.
And I do think that's the way that we'll go. However, I do think humans will become extinct. I think there's two ways that I think it could go, if you want me to be honest. I think birth rates will drop and drop and drop and drop and drop.
Mm.
Okay. Because people are living in this virtual world and people will stop interacting with each other, and then eventually populations will start to decrease over time. But I actually think that the end of the human race will be, I think the Earth will eventually shift on its axis. I think something will happen in space, whether that's being collided with something, or whether it's something, a solar flare from the sun, or whether it's a magnetic field shift, or whatever. It's all, we're just here by chance.
Yeah,
the Earth is here by chance.
If it, and it only takes one thing to change.
If it was 10% closer to the sun, we'd all burn alive. If it was 10% further away, we'd freeze.
Yeah.
If it were 10% to the left or right, Jupiter wouldn't be blocking the solar winds.
Would we be all right if it's only 9%? 9%. We'd be okay.
I just read
then.
The fact of 10%, so okay. I don't know. But basically, Jupiter and Saturn, the way that they are, the one blocks solar winds and one blocks a lot of meteors and meteorites in space. Mm. So if they didn't exist, if they moved or whatever, then we would be suffered with solar winds that we couldn't survive, or we'd be pummeled with things. And it does make me think sometimes when you realise how perfectly
placed
yeah, we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
I understand why some people go, that ain't by chance, somebody's done that.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody, I understand why people would think like that. Mm. But I think eventually something will happen in space. It's all by chance. Something will move, and that's it.
And when would that happen, do you think?
I think it'll be thousands of years.
Yeah.
You see,
yeah.
I kind of agree with Kurt, but by that time, I think as human species, we would move to different planets. So that's where we would move. We would survive off.
Yeah.
So yes, something might happen to Earth.
I could, yeah,
but
I
we would, because we're close to getting to, what is it, Mars? I'm thinking about, saying that by 30, 40 years, I think even sooner, we're going to have some, and that will happen.
Yeah.
So yes, something might happen to Earth, but we'll be on a different planet, and then that all evolved, and then evolve and evolve. So as a species, I do not think we will, because we are cleverer than that. So, you know, Kirk's just describing all these things. We know all that. People aren't going, well, is it 10%? They seem to know that. So therefore, you know, yes, and something could change that. And like Mark said, you know, planet's changing. But by that time, because we're humans and we're clever, we would have moved on and gone, we need to do something to solve this. Mm. And so therefore, we evolve and do something else.
That's a point I'd not really thought of, to be fair, because when I thought about it, I never thought about humans leaving the planet. I kind of thought about it as they are on the planet. But my answer would be...
But in 1,000 years, when Kirk thinks that might happen... thousands of years, whatever. We'd definitely be on other planets.
Yeah,
we might be, you know, holidaying on Jupiter or whatever. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It could be like which planet you're going
to. Any of them levels, especially even moving to Mars, is probably.
I mean, it might be to a point where you go, where do you live, Mars? Oh, really? That's a bit of a scummy area. You need to get yourself on Jupiter. It's great. Do you know what I mean? It might be. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, my take, and I hate to be the one to bring it to this one, but I'm pretty confident it will be global warming, and not just the idea of global warming, but the effects of like absolute severe global warming,
Greta,
where our ecosystem no longer exists as it is now. Mm-hmm. The oceans will be so warm that all marine life will just die.
Yeah,
brilliant for swimming.
yeah. the sea will literally begin to evaporate. It's that hot because the sunlight, even though where we are placed, as you pointed out, Kirk, without the defences that are above us, we are still close enough to the sun to be just literally fried.
Of course we are.
And I genuinely believe it will be within 1,000 years that'll happen. Mm. I think at the rate, as humans, the advancements that we're doing, the things that we're doing, and I'm not saying, you know, that we're doing it on purpose, we're not, but I just think that the planet will start to change, and effects that we don't even know exist now, that we're starting to see ice caps melt, and that's like, yeah, that at the minute that's like, oh, his ice caps are melting, but then that will have an adverse effect on something else that will then compound something else and something else and something else. And I genuinely believe that due to our ecosystem, the planet will no longer become habitable. Do I think, obviously, the planet will still exist, but it will, just like, yeah, the dinosaurs, we won't be able to live on it, because we aren't built for that. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think we would change with it. I mean, when they say you evolve, I don't think we'll evolve fast enough
to
keep up with the changes.
I think we might be able to.
Similar things like food, you know, the way that food grown under certain temperatures, they'll be so high, the crops won't grow. So we'll end up, I think humans will starve to death. That's what we'll end up starving.
But we'll be growing food in like labs and stuff. You know what I mean?
And, absolutely.
Or we'll be just taking a pill or something. We're cleverer that we as humans, we are getting cleverer and cleverer all the time. Yeah. And so we'll
can you imagine history lessons in 1,000 years? Can you believe they used to have to? They dug down, pulled out these things called potatoes, then they peeled them, then they cooked them, then they ate them. What? You mean they didn't just take tablets like we do? Yeah.
No, but you're sounding like that Smash advert from the 70s. None of you guys remember it?
No, I've heard it 70s.
I know Smash.
Smash.
I remember Smash.
Because the advert, they used to have little tin aliens on it. Yeah. And they used to go, it's all like that. I can't do the impression. Yeah. And they've got potatoes and they go, because they used to make Smash Atra.
Why were they laughing at the potatoes?
they were laughing at humans peeling potatoes like you've just described.
Oh, I thought you were doing like a laughing noise.
Oh, yeah, from like a robot, because they were laughing at humans.
Anyway. to answer the question, it'll be within 1,000 years, I think. Yeah.
Time at the bar, please.
Well, that was a very intellectual episode for us, wasn't it? Well, I mean, yeah, I think we covered mortality, God, religion, science.
Yeah, space.
Did you just say intellectual?
Yeah.
Speaking of intellectual, shall we spin the wheel?
Well, why not?
Let's.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh, I'm just so excited. Oh. Come on. He's nearly there.
The Wheel of Features.
So last week we had Kazoo's song, Is It Anywhere?
Yeah.
Yes, I would say one of the easier ones that we've had.
Yes, absolutely.
Or either that, or Mark's been taking Kazoo playing lessons.
Yeah, because it was very good, wasn't it?
Other one.
Shall we have a recap?
Yeah, why not?
I've got it. Well, I know what it is.
Well, I know what it is.
I know what it is, yeah.
Shall we say it after three?
I had to remember the title.
Ready?
After three.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
House of the Rising Sun.
Cheeky bugger.
House of the Rising Sun.
It was House of the Rising Sun, was it?
Yeah, but you only get it right if you can give me the name of the band.
Come on, Mark. This is your baby.
Yeah,
this
I know.
One.
It's going to annoy me this, because I feel as though I know this answer and it's just not.
You've certainly heard the name.
I know.
Is it something band? Something?
No.
It's not the Animals, is it?
It is.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, well done, Mark.
Yeah.
Well done.
I had the Animals, but I don't think it is Animals.
It was. Good, cool. Well done.
Well, thanks for giving me one that I could get, Mark.
Yeah. No problem.
Appreciate that.
And me too, because I got it. I don't think I've ever got one.
Shall we spin the wheel?
Let's spin it. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Ooh. Why do you spin it so fast?
Why is your single going to land on?
Nobody can see it. You can just spin it a little bit.
Ooh.
Yay! fat dump.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this. I love Kirk's fat dumps.
Where's your theme tune?
I'm still waiting for you to make me one that you promised me about, oh God, 4 months ago.
Have I not made that yet?
Kirk, nope. You don't know you're supposed to make your own.
No.
Do you know what?
Do you not think I do enough?
Do you know what?
Well, that's very true.
I know why I haven't made it, because you're I got distracted. For Kirk. No, I got distracted making the ones for the live event.
Yeah.
I made three for that event.
Okay. I'll make it.
Cool.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I'll look forward to it.
Brilliant.
Do we have an ETA on it, or...?
Yeah, if I remember rightly, the last time it was what?
Fat dump.
So anyway, I've got some random facts.
Love it.
You like this one, don't you?
Mate? I love these.
You like this one, don't you?
Yeah, it's my cup of tea.
Okay,
this.
Settle in. So, sharks existed before trees.
Well, they couldn't have done, because he made them all at the same time, didn't he, God?
Well,
did he not?
According to my facts. Sharks existed before trees.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. That's because he was... You know why that is, don't you? Because he was creating stuff in alphabetical order.
That was it. Right? Okay.
There we go.
Like what I did there.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. Right. Is that interesting for you, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, what did he create and after then, sharks?
Well, trees.
Then after trees, sorry.
Unicorns.
Weren't
umbrellas.
Then vampires.
Yeah, okay. Well, are vampires real?
We've started something now.
Yeah, anyway.
Then it will work.
What unicorns are? So, bananas are berries.
Correct.
But strawberries aren't.
Correct.
Really?
So,
that, or are you just saying correct?
Strawberries aren't what?
They're not berries. So, strawberries...
Are just straws.
Are not berries.
But they're straws.
Bananas are berries.
It's because...
But strawberries, if they're not berries, they're straws. But straws... Is what's
Baylor? I think it's because strawberries have got their seeds on the outside.
Side. Yeah.
Ah.
Well, I don't know any fruits that's got but seeds on the outside. But we sound so right.
But bananas ain't got any seeds.
The seed is the inside, isn't it?
What, the banana bit you eat? That's the seed.
That's right. But all the seeds are on the outside.
What are the banana?
What?
I said, where are the seeds in a banana?
We sound
I think
like
the seeds are grown from internal, isn't it?
Right. I didn't think there were any seeds in a banana.
There isn't.
What does it grow from?
A tree.
Yeah. So, there's no seeds on it.
So anyway.
Kirk, move on.
There's a species of ant that explodes when it's threatened.
Is there?
Wow.
Oh, we need to find them.
Yeah. And they didn't appear in the film Ants.
No. You want some? Bang, yeah, bang, yeah. Bang.
It's like they're like worms. Yeah. You remember the video game Worms?
Oh, the worms, yeah.
When you get to the end.
Yeah.
So have we surely there must be a video on YouTube of an ant exploding, just
I've got a great idea.
Just combustion up.
We could do an episode where we're playing a game. A video game, like Worms or something like that.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, it'd be fun for us. I'm not sure about the listeners.
Where's these ants live?
I don't know. There's a species of ant that explodes when threatened.
Well, there can't be many
of
them.
It's not a very good defence mechanism, is it?
Not really, no. Blow yourself. It's a suicide bomber, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that's not a good... Anyway, move on.
Well, are you going to say that's not a great fact?
No,
have you learned something today?
No, the fact is incredible, but I'm just thinking the ant's defence mechanism is really poor.
That's what I said.
That's what I'm saying. It's rubbish.
I've seen these ants shouting... What does suicide bombers shout before?
We won't say that on the podcast.
We can.
Okay.
Yeah, do you want to say it? I'll let you say it, because it's not...
So, Cleopatra lived closer to the moon landing than to the pyramids being built. So when Cleopatra was alive, it was closer to the date of the moon landing than it was the date of the pyramids.
I thought you meant she lived closer to Texas than to Egypt.
Yeah, I know what you meant, Kirk.
So Cleopatra lived closer to the moon landing than the pyramids being built.
Wow.
So did she not see the pyramids then?
They'd already been built.
Oh, they've already been built.
Yeah. Yes. We didn't land on the moon and then built the pyramids.
Sorry, I went the other way with time. Anyway, yeah.
I went the other way with time.
Yeah, in my head, I'm thinking, well, did she not see it built? But she didn't see the moon landing.
Say it again.
Cleopatra lived closer to the moon landing than the pyramids being built.
And Mark, on the other hand.
Next fact, do you want another one?
Yeah, look, keep it going.
Sea otters hold hands when they sleep.
Ah.
Do you know why?
Because they don't trust each other.
to make sure they
don't float away.
That's right. To make sure they don't drift apart.
Drift apart.
Ah.
In Switzerland, it's illegal to own just one guinea pig.
I want that job. Checking, knock, knock.
Where's the other one?
I'm just checking your guinea pigs. I'm going to. Oh, are you sure? I've seen one running around in the garden.
Is he really?
With little feet.
Yeah. Actually illegal.
Has anybody been prosecuted for having just one? Is that? Can you imagine in court? What are you in for? I've only got one guinea pig.
You have been sentenced.
What?
I've got three guinea pigs. Another guinea pig.
I mean, what's, you know.
So I've got two more. You want them?
Yeah.
Okay. So in 1518,
well, this sounds like a today in history.
In 1518,
the dog ate Mark's homework.
In 1518, a dancing plague broke out.
A what?
A dancing plague.
A dancing plague.
What made everyone dance?
Hundreds of people danced for days
and died
to death.
They danced to death. How does that happen?
Oh, you've never seen one of my DJ sets.
You don't know, you can't dance.
Usually it's people chucking themselves off a cliff.
But I'm really tired, but I'm going to die anyway. Oh, I've died.
I'm died.
I'm sure you said earlier there's some donuts in this world.
Yeah.
Stupider. People are getting stupider. Oh, I'm died.
Listen, I didn't say I wasn't a donut. I just said there is some. I might be in that category.
They're awesome.
I'm in that category. I'm sat with three
you
others.
You are the chief donut.
Okay, last one. Last one. Are we ready?
Go.
Yeah.
So, I'll phrase it as a question. How many words has Scotland got for snow?
Oh.
It's so like the word a, it's snow, like a quiz, this. How many words has Scotland got for it?
Well, they only speak English, don't they? So they must be.
Well,
over...
No, they speak Gaelic as well. But
speak Scottish.
Well, no, they don't.
I'd say they speak Scottish more than speak English.
Fact checker over there.
Scottish is not a language.
No,
is it?
I know.
But back me know.
I'm gonna say
none.
15.
15.
7.
7.
I'll go silly. 28.
You'll go silly with 28.
He'll go stupider.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 421.
Our closer.
Scotland has 421 words for snow.
Why?
It says here on my little fact thing, like, at some point, you just got to stop naming it and just move house.
What?
Do you know what they all are?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to give us some examples?
No, I haven't got any. Snow.
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 And on that note,
absolutely
a pleasure.
See you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Big news! Wayfair's end of season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end of season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.